Economists are now projecting short-term unemployment rates as high as 25% due to the coronavirus pandemic. That's almost double what Hawaii experienced during the Great Recession. Hawaii's non-military workforce is around 660,000 people. Beth Giesting with the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center says she thinks around 200,000 jobs may be at risk.
200,000 jobs is about 30% of all of the non-agricultural jobs in the state.
Compare that to the Great Recession, in which Hawaii lost 44,000 jobs. In the COVID-19 crisis, certain industries will be hit harder than others.
Accommodations and food services, retail other than food and drug and gasoline, air and visitor transportation, arts and entertainment, and certain social services and child daycare.
Many of those sectors were impacted during the last recession, in which hospitality, transportation, and retail accounted for half of all job losses. Construction and professional services were also hit hard, and the longer the coronavirus recession lasts, the more likely they are to be impacted again. Giesting says the good news is the federal government approved a rescue package in record time.
Certainly, we never saw a couple of substantive bills come out of Congress this quickly during the Great Recession. This is almost lightning speed for government action.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Congress passed three COVID stimulus packages less than 100 days after the first novel coronavirus death in China. In the 2007 financial crisis, it took almost 200 days before Congress approved an initial round of stimulus legislation. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.